So, Pat, where have you been this week? We haven't seen you online. We haven't seen you on Twitter. You've been sorely missed.
I've been around. I have been on Twitter. It's just been in kind of odd chunks at odd hours. Last week was especially busy for me. This week is turning out kind of the same, but part of it is busyness, and part of it is just kind of feeling a bit overwhelmed by the expectations that are placed upon me and the expectations I place upon myself.
As in with projects and work that you're doing?
With projects, with work, with things like Twitter and even more especially email kind of affecting that, and me feeling like I'm not staying on top of it, and that that I just kind of needed to get things under control and reset those expectations in order to better handle things. I guess that's the best way I can put it.
So what have you been looking at? What's helping you get out of this?
Well, I think that there's a number of things. And like I said, it really is an expectations game. Because the expectations I place on myself are far higher than any expectations that I'm sure people place upon me. Yet there are external communications over which I have no control, where it's obvious that people expect something. They expect if they send me an email to get a reply. They expect if they send me a @reply or a DM on Twitter to, have me respond. And the problem is, it's the answering machine problem. And I've talked about this before. I've written about it on my own site, patrickrone.com. But basically, the answering machine kind of changed the paradigm and shifted the paradigm over our communications and what's expected on which end. I've mentioned this before. Back in the old days before answering machines, if you called somebody, the phone just rang. If you wanted to really get in touch with them, you were the one, the caller was the one who had to call back later. But the moment the answering machine was invented, that paradigm was changed, and now someone could leave a message if instead of just letting the phone ring, and now the responsibility had shifted to the one being called to be responsible for making that call back. And all of our communication since have really followed that paradigm. Everything from email to Twitter to, our mobile phones, everything. We expect that, if we send someone a message, that we get a response back. And that's fine, and that's a reasonable expectation in today's day and age, considering the tools and technology that we have.
I think that something, say, because you haven't been around so much, obviously, I need to liaise if you have stuff for the show. And I think what's quite interesting is maybe where you've been talking about this, I've been thinking about the types of answering machine that we have. Depending on what I've needed to tell you, depends on how I've attempted to contact you.
Oh, interesting.
So if
really?
I've wanted to get something to you fast, or I want a quick reply, then I'll send you a DM.
Yeah.
But if I'm sending you something a bit more lengthy, something I don't mind you waiting a couple of days on, I'll email you.
Ah.
Because you have sort of, I would say, set that expectation with me.
Yeah.
That an email, I may wait a week for a reply, that's not a criticism on you. That's because, but a DM, you will respond that day.
Generally. Although, you may have noticed there have been a couple of DMs that has taken me even a full day or even two to respond. And that's largely because once again, I have this really dysfunctional relationship with communication like that, where on one hand I really love it, and on the other hand I really hate it. And when I'm feeling overwhelmed, generally, those sorts of interpersonal communications are the first thing that I will ignore. And it's kind of strange, right? Because those are my friends, right? Those are people, like, yeah. You know, you can't, no one can DM me unless I follow them back, right? I mean, that's one of the, actually, I think one of the smarter design choices of Twitter. That said, you know, I'm getting so much, right? And especially because email doesn't work the same way. And I'm not saying people shouldn't email me, but, you know, I think that the expectation is, you know, oh, here's this. And Merlin Mann actually put it best in a post that he had about the false hope of email bankruptcy. And I'll link to that in the show notes. But basically, it's the idea that to the people sending the DM or the email, you know, hey, it's simply a pebble. You know, sure, you know, you can hold a pebble. What's the problem with that? Well, the problem is that, you know, every one of those pebbles adds up to something. And you have enough of them, and suddenly you have a big pile of rocks that you can't possibly move, that you can't possibly, you know, respond to every one of. And the only way to get through it is to move them one by one and to deal with them one by one.
So what have you been... Let's use email, because email is always the worst. It's always the worst. I have it at work. You know, I will come in tomorrow having left my inbox at 20, and there'll be 85 messages in it, because some people decide they want to carry on working all through the night because they're crazy. So what have you been using? Because, you know, you do have to get rid of that backlog, as opposed to, you know, some people just declare themselves bankrupt every little while, but that's not a good idea.
No.
In my opinion. So what tools have you been using?
Well, like I said, it's a matter of setting expectations. So one of the first things I did kind of right away was there's a product, online web-based product called AwayFind, which I just love. I really do. I was involved with the beta and used it then, and it's been officially released now, and it's really great. Basically, think of it as server-side filtering, auto-responsing, and alerting for any IMAP account, including Gmail. And they do have a plugin. I'm not a real big Gmail guy, so I forget what they are in Gmail, but they do have a thing that, like, is made to work directly with Gmail. But it works with any IMAP account, and basically you can set up some fairly advanced filters about how you want to be notified of certain emails from certain people and things like that, or with certain subjects, and say, you know, if this email comes in, I want to, you know, I want to be alerted right away, and I want to have a DM sent to me on Twitter, you know, letting me know that that email has arrived, or even an SMS sent to me, letting me know, hey, someone's sent you this kind of email. But in this particular instance, the main thing I did was to my main personal account, was set up an auto response. And the auto responses are smart. You can say, from this, you know, with this auto response, I only want it to be sent out to any individual email address once every 180 days. So, Mike, you send me an email and you get that auto response. The next email you send, you won't get that auto response. You won't get it again for another 180 days. And that auto response basically said, due to my availability right now, emails are taking longer than expected for me to reply to. Please be patient. If you've received this response, you can be assured that I have received this email. Now, there's a second part to that email, and this is kind of the secret sauce of AwayFind. AwayFind also allows you to set up an online contact form that gives people a way to, from that autoresponse, click on a link, takes them to that contact form, and if someone takes the time to fill out that contact form, I'll get notified of that of that right away.
Yeah.
So the rest of the email is, if your message is time sensitive, i.e. if you need a reply on this like right away, you know, if it's important, if you think it's that important, click on this link and fill out the form, and I'll be notified of the message right away, and it will receive my highest priority. And that, the beauty of that is twofold. Number one, it sets, I think, the proper expectation for those who have sent me an email as to when they should expect a reply. And I've set that expectation with that email to sometime, hopefully soon. And thus, I've set the expectation. The problem with the, you know, the answering machine problem, as I say, put it, as I see it, is the sender is allowed to set their own expectation unless one takes the time to set up the message to set the expectation otherwise. And the problem with expectations is they generally are based on what we expect from ourselves. In other words, if I'm the sort of person who's always in email and I answer emails within 5 minutes and I'm always there and I send someone an email without a proper expectation set, I'm likely to assume that other people are like me. And if that email takes less than 5 minutes for them to respond, especially with something that I expect a 5 minute response from, then I get all like, oh, why haven't they emailed? You know, but
is something wrong with my email?
Right, exactly. and it's completely, it's a wrong way to think about it. And it's completely, it's a very selfish way of looking at it. But unfortunately, it's the world that we live in. And so I think it's important that one must set the proper expectations. And that's all I'm attempting to do here. So I'm setting the proper expectation with that email, but I'm also giving people an alternate route if their expectation is not, you know, is unwavered after my having said it. In other words, wow, I can't deal with it, you know, being, you know, sometime. I really need a response to this by, you know, 9 p.m. And I better let them know that. Otherwise, you know, this, whatever I have planned isn't going to work. And so I think that that's, you know, I think that's an important takeaway, and that's what I used a Wayfind for in this particular case. But I also want to talk about those pebbles, you see, because when one has a website that a lot of people follow and a podcast that a lot of people listen to, and one is putting ideas and thoughts out there and you know, and kind of making themselves publicly available, one has to expect that public, you know, some people in that public are going to reach out, are going to ask questions, are going to want to share things with you. That people who have something to promote that they think is topical to your site are going to reach out to you. People that want to make you aware of a quote or a blog post that they wrote or things like that are going to, they're going to reach out to you. Not to mention the, you know, the communication from it that I invite in, like the RSS sponsorships, right? If I put my email address right there on the About page and right there in the RSS sponsorships for people who want to sign up for an RSS sponsorship for the site. And I want to get those emails. I want to be notified of those kind of rather quickly because I want to respond rather quickly because, well, they help to pay the bills. you know, the bottom line of it is that I have way more pebbles than I did before, and it's growing. It's getting bigger. That pile is getting such that it's almost too much for me to manage. And unfortunately, the only way to respond, and I really do want to try to respond to everybody, and also at the same time, at least I want to respond to everybody until the point at which I can't. And I'm absolutely certain that point will come. that point will come where I will have to just read an email, go, oh, that's nice, click archive, you know? Right now it's doable, but not without the right tools. Text Expander and Mail Acton have both really helped in that respect. Text Expander, for those who are not familiar, is basically allows you to set up the snippets of text, macros, as it were, of text, where you know you can type a few letters and it will expand it to this larger body of text. And so I actually came up with a few macro responses for things like beta invites. Yeah, I get at least 3 or 4 a day of people who, you know, hey, I'm building this thing. I would love for you to take a look at it. Beforehand, would you like to be a part of the beta? And so I have more than enough apps I'm testing at any given time to take on any more betas. But that said, there are some that are like, okay, I really have to look at this because, you know, this is really, I think, you know, something that could mean a lot to me. And so I have a text expander snippet that's basically beta no and beta yes. I type beta no all one string and it expands to a, you know, geez, it sounds interesting. Sounds like something I would be excited about, but I just don't have the time. I'm beta testing too much stuff right now. It doesn't say exactly so that, but, you know, you get the gist.
You can't say the exact text in case someone's received it.
Right, exactly. Then there's the beta yes, which is, sure, I would love to be, I'd love to be included. If it's an iOS app, here's my UUID. Please add me to your ad hoc provision and let me test. If it's a macOS app, please give me instructions for finding the beta and downloading. I can't tell you how much, whereas before I was kind of overwhelmed and like, oh geez, I really want to, but I can't. Now I can just go, okay, beta yes, beta no, beta no, beta no, beta no, beta yes, beta no. You know what I mean? And it's really great. There's not that many beta yeses right now. I really don't have the time. I've got about 5 apps that I'm testing right now, just iOS apps. We're not even talking about things I do on the Mac. And I really do want to try to take that testing seriously. So Text Expander helped a lot. Mail Acton is great. Mail Acton basically allows you to kind of set up some keyboard commands and a way to navigate mail folders and file things away completely using the keyboard. So, like, for instance, I've got 2 IMAP accounts, one for Machine Methods, my business, and one for my personal IMAP. Those are all both set up the exact same way with the exact same folders. But basically, after I've processed an email and am done with it, everything ends up in the archive folder. So I've got a keyboard command set up for the personal archive, and I've got a keyboard command set up for the business archive. So I can very quickly go through my inbox, reply to something, dot, 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 command R, command shift D to send it, and then keyboard combination, in my case, is control shift P to file it away into the personal archive. So it allows me to very quickly go through my inbox and file things where they need to be filed. And this is especially important because I like to chunk my time with email. I'm not one of those people who checks email or replies to email, off and on throughout the day. I like to sit down and reply to a bunch at once. And I usually do that at night, usually after 9 p.m. At some point. But you know, and so being able to very quickly get the easy stuff out of my way so I can then focus on the responses that take more time and, you know, deal with that in a nice large chunk, Mail Act On has just been invaluable for that. So, yeah, between those three tools with email, I was able to get things backed into some sense of control.
I think my main takeaway from this discussion is it's not even so much that you have to set expectations for other people. You set expectations for yourself,
mm-hmm.
and what you're willing to allow yourself to get involved in.
Yeah.
And sort of how quickly you're going to be responding to things. And then not to feel guilty about
them. Yes. Well, and that's exactly it, right? Because now that you have said, this is what you can expect from me, Michael, you know, you can expect to, you know, to hear from me sometime, and you can expect that I've received your email, but you can expect it to take an indeterminate period of time. Now I can take my time replying, and that's okay with you. And if it's not okay with you, you have a method, I've given it to you, of getting in touch with me ASAP.
Yep.
And, you know, I think that that's kind of the left and right punch, right, is, you know, the left punch is I've set the expectation. The right punch is I've given you a tool to get around that expectation if needed.
Yeah.
And so now I can go to sleep comfortably at night not having replied to the email that you sent several days ago. And, you know, also the fact that I talked to you about it just before we recorded here. So see, now there's an email I don't have to reply to. You have my feedback. Yep. And, you know, I just saved myself a little bit of time on the back end. Yeah. You know? So, yeah, I think that's the takeaway is, you know, it's all about expectations.
Set them and stick to them.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially those that you make for yourself. So
good stuff. Cheers, mate.
Cheers. Thanks a lot, and we'll talk later.
We'll do.